Thank you very much for those questions. I will start, and then the other Richard will continue, right? So first of all, I just quickly request my colleague there to confirm if we have a French version or not of the accounting manual for MS. Yes, there is. Yes. So there should be a French version of the accounting manual for MSMEs. That was the first part of your question. Then the confusion between e-accounting tool and ADT. So these are two separate things, right? The ADT is a diagnostic tool, as you are aware, that looks at the three pillars and the state of progress in building a strong accounting and reporting infrastructure in the country. It looks at the regulatory side, institutional side, human capacity side. It's a diagnostic tool. The e-accounting tool is completely separate. It is a tool that we provide, that governments can install to provide a service to micro enterprises to facilitate their production of simplified accounts. Your follow-up question was, so then what does the ADT have to do with MSMEs? And here, this was one of the ways in which we employed a modular way to deploy the ADT by looking specifically at the relevance for micro and small and medium-sized enterprises, and to look at the way in which accounting standards, regulations, institutions might form a barrier to formalization or a barrier to staying formal, right? There was a question on the platform for registration and the platform for e-accounting, right? The e-accounting tool has been developed as part of the business registration platform. It was actually developed in a different jurisdiction. It was developed originally in El Salvador. And it was developed there for the purpose of finding ways to facilitate, ultimately to facilitate tax payments. It is now completely separate. So it's the e-accounting tool is a completely separate module that can be used and installed on government platforms. If it is installed in relation to an online single window where there's lots of information on individual companies, it comes with all sorts of difficulties like data security and privacy issues. So for the moment, it is a separate module that is really, really simplified and is just meant to provide a simple service to micro enterprises. There's no, we can envisage long and far development of this tool to make it an integrated part of business registration, but it would come with all sorts of complexities that we currently have not yet incorporated. So that's my first answer, and Richard, I'm sure you have something to integrate.